We haven't heard much about the Nyack mind. People have mentioned that it exists, but tell me about how that, what sort of work you did there.
Yeah, I did do some with dredges. Dredging. All we do is just, you know, oiling in there, in the dredge. Oilers.
What kind of mine was it?
Gold mine. Boy, that valley is, you know, it must have been open long before I get to work there, because that valley is upside down. Of course, there was, you know, three dredges working in there. 24 hours a day, from April to October. No day off, nothing.
Yeah,
when that dredge starts going, it's doing good down some. And they do some repairing in 2 weeks, you know, some parts, check it quick as they can. No hurry, sometimes less than 2 hours doing that, you know. Picking up the gold from huge boxes. A lot of gold. Even this couldn't go past by because they used some quicksilver to hold it down in the bottom. Even that water so fast, you know, nothing waste. Gold stays behind rocks go. Because that quicksilver don't stick in the rocks, only in gold.
What was the camp like there? What was the camp like where you stayed up there?
Yeah, it was good. There used to be some few families, you know. And they had mess hall. We had bunk houses. Guys who were coming from villages, mostly from here, Aircat. Mostly, yeah. A few from other places, like one from Tulitzak, a couple from Yukon. But most of us was from Aircat.
What were the years you said you were up there at Nyack?
Just before I got married, and maybe 1 year with her.
Oh, so you were up there too, huh?
Mm, 1 year. Before I got married, I used to work up there. I was just, you know, one time, because my older brother, Philip, he was working up there a long time. And he probably asked about me, you know. I came back from Bristol Bay in July, late July. And I got a call, and after I stayed in a couple of days, and I asked my stepfather if I could go. He told me, go right now. So I went.
And how did you get up there that time?
With plane.
Plane.
Go down. They picked me up with plane.